I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An explosion rocked downtown Ankara, Turkey yesterday. The blast killed 3 and wounded 34. Though no one's claimed responsibility for the car bomb, fingers are pointing to the Kurdish rebels. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says fighting is accelerating, but their team remains dedicated to living out the gospel in a hostile environment. Why?
In the midst of that, Christ has called Christians to stand and to love and to bring healing and to bring peace and to reach out to people with the great message of the love of Christ.
Next, Christian Resources International continues its rebuild of a seminary in the Democratic Republic of Congo. John Lowry reminds us of what took place.
When the war broke out and the rebels were trying to take over the country, they came into the existing seminary, they stole everything that was of any value to them, and they burned the rest.
CRI spent all summer collecting books to reestablish the university's library, a necessity for recertification. There's a list of books needed on our website, or you can help with the costly shipping. Learn more at our website. And while many Christians believe you have to be a preacher, evangelist, or church planter to make a difference for eternity, a ship ministry says it's just not true. Logos Hope, a ministry of Operation Mobilization, says you could even be a marine engineer and affect someone's eternity. And they need you. Logos Hope has an urgent need for qualified marine engineers to fill at least 3 positions, including a chief engineer. If you feel God's call to serve in ministry, go to our website and we'll connect you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with scripture in both English and Russian. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy, 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.